We're continuing our sermon series, 50 Days of Hope. Today, we're focusing on a future with hope. But while we focus on a future with hope, we claim the hope of Christ for all of those that have gone before us, and we remember them as we move boldly on into the future. Last week, we talked about the idea that when we gather together, that the Spirit of Christ is with us. That passage from Matthew, wherever two or three of you are gathered, I will be there. And we talked about the idea that when we come together, when we worship together, that there is nothing that we can't accomplish through the Holy Spirit. That there is nothing that can keep us from becoming the church that God is calling us to be. Today's scripture comes from the book of Philippians. Paul is writing to the church at Philippi. And this was a church that he founded. It was on his second missionary journey somewhere around 50 AD. And the city was a strategic one. It was sort of the first church in Europe. And it was sort of the church that was at the place where Europe and Asia came together. And this particular church was one that was near and dear to Paul's heart. And Paul is writing to this church while he was in prison in Rome. He was expecting to be executed, and he actually makes some comment about that as he wrote this letter to this church at Philippi. He was writing for really four reasons. First, to say thank you because they had sent him a gift. The second reason that he was writing was the person that brought the gift was Epaphroditus, and he was supposed to stay with Paul, but basically, he got really homesick and was ill, and Paul sent him back home, and he was kind of trying to tell the people at Philippi, don't be mad at him. He did the best he could. And then Paul was writing also to give them an encouraging word, and fourthly, to advocate unity amongst the believers. So our passage is Philippians 3, it's verses 12 through 16. And he is just in the verses before this, has just claimed that he basically is trying to be more like Jesus every day. So he says, not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us then who are mature be of the same mind. And if you think differently about anything, this too God will reveal to you. Only let us hold fast to what we have attained. So in the message, in verse 12 reads this, I'm not saying that I have it all together, that I have it made, but I am well on my way, searching out for Christ who has wondrously reached out for me. Paul is telling the people at Philippi, he's telling us that he doesn't have it all figured out, that he is not the perfect disciple, that he has not attained this idea of maturity, this idea of perfection, which isn't perfect, but completeness. He is falling short of that, but he is telling us that he is forgetting what's in the past, his sinfulness, his mistakes. He is forgetting those, and he is looking forward to serve his Christ. I think that is a good word for us today. We need to not be looking backwards, at the way things were or the way we wish they were, or the fond remembrances we have of church or life when things perhaps were simpler. I think this word for us is that we as a church, we as individuals need to be looking forward. We need to be looking to see what God is putting in front of us to help us move forward, to become better disciples, to become followers, better followers of Jesus. How do we do this? How do we look forward to what God is calling us to be? It starts with the Holy Spirit. It starts with us being able to listen to and to feel the Holy Spirit. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to work in us. One of the earlier texts that we looked at in this sermon series said, "Do not inhibit the Holy Spirit." And that's a good word for us. We have to be open to the Holy Spirit. We have to be open to what He is moving, what He is doing in the life of our church and in our individual lives. I can feel the Holy Spirit at work in this church. Some of you have come up and told me that you can feel the Holy Spirit at work in this church. And the word that keeps coming up over and over again is this word revival. That the church is going to revive, not just this church, but I think the new denomination that we are going to be a part of is going to be a part of a revival of the Wesleyan way of faith. And I am excited to be a part of it. I am excited to be a part of this revival that I can feel bubbling up in our midst. But the truth of it is, for us to experience revival, we all have to do more. We have to be more willing to be the hands and feet of Jesus in our community. We have to be willing to give more of our time, our talent, and our treasure. I mean, those are the three things that we have to offer God: time, talent, and treasure. We should be offering our time to God really in two primary ways. The first is being the hands and feet of Jesus, serving others. How can we serve others with our time? And the second is becoming a better disciple, a better follower of Jesus. We need to give time to God to study His word, to understand the teachings of Jesus. And we need to give of our talent in a variety of ways, whether it's singing or playing an instrument or just smiling and greeting people as they come into church. We need to put our time and our talent to work. And the truth is that in many of our ministries in our church, we have relied upon sort of the same group of people to make sure that things happen. Some of those people aren't here anymore. We have to make sure that our ministries go on. We need to be willing to do more, to give more of our time. We need folks to step up to ensure our ministries continue. You need to be asking yourself, what can you do to help one of our ministries? Or if God has put a ministry on your heart that you want to start, come see me. We'd love to be about new ministries. You need to be asking yourself, where do you have time that you can be the hands and feet of Jesus for somebody else? You also need to be asking yourself, where can I create some time for me to become a better follower of Jesus? to better know his word, to better understand how God works in my life. Find a small group or a Sunday school class. We have a lot of opportunities that are spread out throughout the week. And if you can't find one that you're comfortable with, come see me. We'll start one. We all should be giving some of our time to the study of God's word. I believe that there is a revival coming for our church. I believe that there is a revival of the Wesleyan way of salvation throughout the world that is going to be coming through the Global Methodist Church. For us to catch that wave of the Holy Spirit and revival, we have to focus on where we are going, not what has happened behind us in the past. We need to give of ourselves, our time, our talent, and our treasure. We need to be the hands and feet of Jesus in our community. We need to grow in our understanding of faith. I am all in on this. I am 100% sold out to Atascocita Methodist Church, and I am 100% sold out to Jesus the Christ. I am all in. I'm willing to do whatever I can, whatever I have to ensure that the future that God is calling us to is the future that we end up with. So my question for you today is, are you all in? Are you all in for this church? Are you all in for your God, for your Lord and your Savior? Or are you holding something back? So are you all in? I am. Let us pray. Gracious God, we are so grateful for the work that you are doing in our midst. We are just so excited what you are about to do. We so want to be a part of it, Father. We ask that you would open our eyes, that we may hear you, we may see you at work. Father, we ask that you would bless our time together as we remember those who have outraced us to heaven. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.